Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
It's time for The Bigger Picture, and it looks like there's a little bit of bargain hunting going on, although I'm loath to call these technology stocks bargains at the moment.
Well, one man's bargain is another man's not bargain.
That's true.
It's all relative right now, right? So after such a huge rally over the past year, you do have some formal investors thinking, hey, maybe now is time. So that is, of course, on the back of quite a three-day losing streak. So you do have investors coming back into the frame, looking to snap up what is, well, relatively bargain prices right now. And of course, investors will have a lot to digest on the plate. You've got Fed Chair Jerome Powell giving his testimonies in Congress, Nike smashing earnings expectations, Tesla's battery event this morning, and other events shaking up markets. So we've got Kelvin Wong to help us unpack it. He is the market analyst at CMC Markets. Morning, Kelvin. How are you doing?
Hey, hi, good morning, Ryan. Has been a great week so far for me, especially on the markets.
Good to hear. Hey, Kelvin, let's start things off with what you make of the market sentiment right now. Is it right to describe it as a bit of a sense of calm coming back after selling off for a few days?
I would say it's kind of a step back rebound, especially we see a pretty much a steep drop over the last 4 to 5 days, especially on those big cap technology stocks. So we start to see a bit of kind of a buying on the dips mentality coming back into the market. So especially if you look at from a sectorial perspective, yesterday the on the US market, the outperforming stocks would definitely be the tech sector, up by close to this 1.5%. Also, definitely the big FANG stocks are actually leading the pack right now. But something that we got to bear in mind over here is that based on intermarket analysis, this strengthening dollar, which you could see over the last 4 to 5 session, has refused to actually step down. So if this the US dollar continues to strengthen pretty much further, it could actually put a lid to this ongoing rebound. And also based on the high yield credit space, especially the junk bond market, by looking at this junk bond ETF, JNK, the ticker in short, yesterday it kind of underperformed. It actually didn't actually move pretty much. And what surprisingly, very interestingly to me, from a kind of a technical analysis perspective, the ongoing rally right from this 23rd March low, which is we put it in place with the pretty much similar up move as seen from the equity markets. Right now, this rally has started to stall at a major resistance at 107.16. So I'll be watching very closely this 103.48 support level. Any daily close below this 103.48 support level on this JNK ETF, which is an index comprises of high yield bonds, we could actually see a kind of a negative feedback loop into risk assets such as stocks. So overall, I would say that it's not the all clear sign yet for the bulls.
Yeah, Kelvin, help us unpack this idea you pointed out just now. A stronger dollar could be a risk for these stocks. So we've seen typically people going to the US dollar as a safe haven of sorts, and that is somewhat of an inverse relationship when it comes to the stock markets. But right now we are seeing the stock markets going up, the US dollar is going up. Do you expect the US dollar to revert to its long-term downward trend eventually?
This one over here, we got to take one step at a time from a perspective from what we see over here right now. So what we could see over here is it seems to me that what market wants from the Fed itself is that, because you know that the recent FOMC meeting, Powell has already mentioned that there'll be no interest rate hike for the next 3 years. But I think what market wants is over here is a kind of a definite, more long-term, we call it a policy tool, like yield curve control coming into place to keep their benchmark policy rates at 0% forever kind of status, you see. So it seems to mean that market participants are actually wanting Fed to actually perform more. So it's a kind of a very addictive to this liquidity. So what we can see over here right now is the market itself, we talk about risk asset, mm-hmm. is more liquidity driven rather than we call it earnings driven. So what we could see over here is that in order for this scenario to actually take shape, I mean, in order for the equity markets to push up further, right now the markets want to start to see wants to actually number one is for the Fed to have more concrete, what you call it, policy to actually fix interest rate at 0% forever, pretty much similar to the case of Japan. And on the other hand, over here is that they're actually hoping that next year we will start to see a kind of a normalization of economic, we call it economic situation, where we start to see an ease of this lockdown. We could see potentially a vaccine coming out in the second half of next year, where things, we call it economic activities, start to get back to normal. Yeah. So meanwhile, over here is that what I could see is that a bit the situation right now over here is this dollar strengthening, it also could be a bit of what I call positioning in place. Because if you look at the 1 month or so, right, in terms of positioning from the futures market, and we call it on the floor positioning, there have been a kind of an extreme net short position on the US dollar itself. So right now we could see actually a kind of an unwinding of this net short US dollar position to actually take this US dollar higher.
So you could be seeing traders squaring off their positions. But seeing Kelvin Wong, he is the market analyst at CMC Markets. Kelvin, looking at another sector, banks, financials under a lot of pressure in recent days because of negative headlines around dubious money transfers that they could be handling.
Correct.
If you take into account what Jerome Powell has been saying in recent days, rates will stay low for longer, and he may even extend a cap on bank dividends. Do you feel there's more downside ahead for banks?
If you look at this situation, earlier on, I did mention about this risk in this high yield credit bond space. So if you're talking about if markets actually if the technicals actually play out on this high yield junk bond, what it actually translates is to a kind of a higher level of default on this lower rating companies, which I believe that certain banks has a huge portfolio of such loans. So this could actually add further pressure to the banks themselves. Of course, definitely, we actually top up with this, reinforced by this 2 days of the last 2 days of these negative news flows, talking about for the last 20 years, where we see major global banks has been involved in this kind of suspicious criminal activities. So all in all, it's actually kind of fit into this kind of negative feedback loop into banks itself. Mm. So on top of that, we have negative news flows. We have this potential risk of this, we call it credit default in these high yield bonds, and also top it up with this interest rate, which remains as low as possible globally, where we actually see putting pressure on the banks, we call it the loan portfolio, in terms of this profit interest spread.
And negative feedback loop for banks to watch out for. And talking about news and headlines, Tesla under the spotlight because of its battery event this morning. Did you hear anything that impressed you enough to support Tesla's stock price? Right now, it has a P/E ratio of over 1,000 times, and it's year-to-date over 400% in the green. Is there more to go on this stock?
Okay, so for this stock itself, it's definitely a stock to watch because it's kind of a poster boy stock, especially in this ongoing significant rally that took shape since the March low this year. So for today's event, right, I would say that Elon Musk has put a damper to it by actually tweeting earlier on Monday, saying that asking investors not to actually expect much more, which indeed turned out true, because if you look at the aftermarket hours trading, before the announcement of this this new battery innovation, the stock was actually trying to trend up higher, up 4% from the close of 4.23. The close of the normal U.S. session. So right after Elon Musk has confirmed that new technology, battery technology, will only come in 3 years from now, we start to see a sell-off in the market hours close to about 7%. So right now, based on after hours trading price, is trading at around 395. So, but however, overall, this medium term uptrend is still pretty much intact. So I'm watching the key support at 386 for now on Tesla. So as long as 386 still holds, I believe potentially the medium term uptrends remain intact for Tesla share price for now.
All right, something to watch out for Tesla down the road. We're chatting with Kelvin Wong. He is the market analyst for CMC Markets. Kelvin, thank you so much for helping us unpack all the headlines today.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.